So another one of the truths that I am wrestling with, and really what I mean is to be authentic and honest about, is to go back to church or not as a pastor. I have a few leads, opportunities, just feelers out there, as Dad Baker would say. My beautiful Dad Baker, I miss you so much. And that could turn into something. But there's a lot of things going on. Should I leave what we're currently doing as far as serving? And I think that that is what God is saying to do. I think that I'm not sure if it's our healing, if it's just simply a returning back to full-time ministry for me. I don't know exactly if it is teaching, which sounds very appealing to me. I think those are some of the decisions that Rochelle and I are making, and we feel excited about it. It's actually a source of peace and of comfort and of hopefulness as we look ahead. And I think that since my last assignment, we have been, healing is really the best way to put it. Healing, recovering, getting our bearings, getting our feet under us again. And we feel that we're there. God has been faithful. And it really is also an issue of our Rochelle and her going back to being a principal or not. And we both went through in the same summer, a very difficult summer a few years ago, when we both had to basically find, new jobs, but it was really more just find new jobs, really is what it came down to. And it happened to both of us at the same time. Imagine that, in the middle of losing her mom and her father a few months later. It was, wow, the grace of God kept us together, and we are thriving once again. And I think that I was watching a video by a young man who left church just a few months ago, and the title of his video was, "I Left Church and It Saved My Life." In some ways, I wonder if that's what I need to do and have been doing for many years. I just don't want to admit it, or really, I don't know what else to do. But now I have a path forward of teaching and etc. Now, when it comes to teaching, I must say that the daily grind of 9 to 5, getting up at 7 every morning, is difficult. I find myself wanting to take at least a day off every week, which isn't ideal. And right now I'm just subbing. Imagine once I actually have to lesson plan and grade papers and all the rest. So I am concerned about that. The pastoral life definitely has more flexibility. So I am torn, and I would say my gut, my heart, I would say my heart is for education and not for the church the way it used to be. I would say my gut says to, another way to put this, someone else said, when you have to make a choice, it's either a heck yes or I'm not going to say the word, but a heck no, basically, right? Teaching, heck yes or heck no? I would say heck yes. Church, heck yes or heck no? I would say heck no. It's really how it feels. You really have to go where the energy is. You have to go where the passion, or where the interest, the curiosity, as some people call it. Really, you have to move towards the curiosity, where your heart and your God really is leading. Even though there may be difficulties, and getting up at 7 and blah, 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 but when there's a mean, there's a way, right? When there's a will, there's a way. So just a little bit ago, I was stressing over all these things, and then I made a decision in my head to choose A instead of B. And I felt such peace. I literally felt a ton of peace. Now, it wasn't a full decision or a full conclusion. It was more of a kind of like a step in the right direction. And maybe that's all I need to know right now. And maybe that's all that God wants of me, and not to make grandiose decisions. So, but I think that because we all know how God works and how life works, that once I make this step or once I make this move, I think that I need to keep moving in that direction is probably what God is doing. And I think that is what he's saying to do. I have no clarity per se, but I have peace over it. And most importantly, my wife and I, both Rochelle and I, have peace about this decision to go from A to B. In terms of work, church, career, all these things we're talking about here. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. It's hard to say no. It's hard to move on. It's hard to, but really it isn't, because it's the best thing someone said to me is to, if you don't make those decisions, it will affect you and it will affect the family. And I believe it has. It is, because of my anxiety and stress levels are so high because I'm in this no man's land, and that's not good for me and my wife and anybody. I need to make a decision and I need to stick with it and leave my family. There are other things that I need to do similarly to that. I need to make a decision with regards to this investment that we're looking at. I don't think it's the right time letting that go, even though it's hard for me. And a couple of, I think that's really it, really. So, decisions, following your heart. How do you stay grounded when you have to make some tough choices? It really comes down to, at least for me, giving it time, but then looking and listening for that voice, for that still small voice. Sometimes it's not very still or small, it's loud and clear. And as I mentioned in the previous episode, someone just confirmed loud and clearly what Rochelle and I had already been thinking of doing. And that was one of the five miracles, by the way, in the previous episode, if you want to listen to that. So I have clarity on some things, not on other things. I don't know if this means full-time ministry again. Part of that excites me. Part of that doesn't. I don't know if it is getting my credential and teaching full-time. A lot of that excites me, I must say. A lot of that excites me. A little bit of apprehension about the pace, but I think I can handle it. I just need to focus and choose one thing. I think another thing, by the way, that has been clarifying and very good is I'm not doing a lot of projects. Even today I had a friend who called me about a side gig and I said, no, that's okay. I had another person who also called me about another side gig. These are all freebies or maybe a little bit of pay, but it's not even that. It's just I want to focus. I don't want to be doing all these side gigs. It's just a waste of my time. Distracts me from what I really want to be doing with my life. So as I think about this next step, I am confident that God is leading. And as I've been saying, there's nothing to worry about. There is no reason for sadness. You put joy in my soul. That's really how I feel. God has been faithful. We've been through, I think, hope, knock on wood, as I say, the worst of it. And now we're on to living a life of joy, life of gozo, once again. And so I hope and pray the same thing for you. Don't give up. Continue to persevere. Hang on to Jesus. And as always, trust that as the watchman waits for the morning, so do we wait for the Lord. He will come and save us. Look for those miracles. They're everywhere. And most of all, as an amazing book that I read once, let your life speak. Let your life tell you what you're supposed to do. And most of all, wait on the Lord. He knows exactly which way you should go. If you want my coaching, one-on-one coaching, please go to davidtrigg.com/coaching, davidtrigg.com/coaching, or DM me on Instagram at davidtrigg. Thank you for being here, and I will see you next time. Adios!